Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
I'm Demi Lardner.
And today's topic is costumes.
Hooray! Cindy, I don't know if it was just on my end, but it sounded like you said your name like how Borat says, my wife.
Jackson Bailey.
Somebody
should redub Borat, but he's talking about me the whole time. And
everyone's like, yeah, somebody should. Somebody should. Borat? Somebody really interested in you should do that.
Somebody who really cares a lot about me should really get on that and make the Jackson cut of Borat. I agree. Yeah, I'm not the one saying it, but it is true.
Hang on. you were, in a lot of ways, the one saying it.
In fact, you were the only one saying it.
I think what I was doing is I was just voicing an opinion that everyone had. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
I guess.
Yeah. I was just sort of speaking for the world in that instance, in that moment. Yeah.
Great.
Sort of the mouthpiece for humanity. What's the best costume and the worst costume you've ever had or worn in your life or done or whatever?
I think mine is the same costume. So here's a fun fact about me, right?
I'm excited.
Like I got big eyes, mm-hmm. and then I have a tiny mouth. I got a condition called baby's mouth. It's where I've got my mouth. It didn't grow since I was a baby. And if you look at my face, look at this.
Okay. That's a minuscule mouth.
That's a little mouth.
Yeah, it's
that's
a little
really
mouth.
Small.
Huh? I just, really... anyway, so as a result of that, people used to say I look like a bird. And also got a big nose, also that.
Sure. Okay.
Specifically, an owl, right?
Uh-huh.
And so this one I was like 14, 15.
Owl.
Owl.
Hey, owl.
Owl, let's go for a roll around in the hay, owl.
No, pig.
Married with owl.
Anyway, I basically tried to make my own owl costume and it did not go great.
That's great. That's really good.
You just be a big, I got like gray fur, fake, mm-hmm. fake fur, obviously.
Well, owls have feathers, so already.
Yeah, that's
beginning.
Really weird and that you got the...
made a tube out of that and stuck my arms through it. And then I cut out a piece of white fur and stuck it on the front to be like the owl's belly.
Okay.
And famous white owl belly, yes.
That was it. And that was the costume. What? It did not look like an owl.
What? Was it? I don't even know where to begin for the owl costume because nothing about that denotes owl. Let's polar bear? It's just white fur on a tube.
On a grey tube.
Oh,
many
look.
Things are grey.
Oh, it's the fur pervert. I'm so happy he came.
No, it's just somebody dressed as the fur pervert.
Oh, my mistake.
Here's a grubby little tip if you're a single person.
Then we hear an unzipping sound. Ha ha ha, go on.
No, but just if you wear a costume that's very fuzzy... Girls touch you.
Oh.
And when you're 15 and single, it was an incredible night for me. It was an incredible night for young Hayden.
To be
well,
padded.
You know, hey, and let's just cover a couple of bases, okay? If you're a young woman in comedy, men touch you, okay? And that's just a tip from Demi. I had a costume once when you used to... There's a couple of costumes that I've had. The most recent costume that I wore was called... it was just like... I was going to a party that was like, come as you aren't. And I was like, it was the day of. And I was like, all right, what do I have around the house? So I put on a wig and I put on some like leggings, like workout leggings. And then I like did heaps of makeup and then I put on a little shirt and I wrote on it, love, family and tacos. And I told everybody my name was Brunch and I brought a coffee cup and filled it with vodka.
That's nice.
Oh my God. That rolls.
Because it was all I could think of. And then I think another costume that I wore once was that we went to, I was at my friend's birthday party and she was like, it's just, you know, come as whatever. And I came as a, do you remember iPod commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so you're in the black morph suit with the headphones?
I was in, I had a black wig, I had sunglasses on, I had all black clothes and stuff, and then I painted my face and all my skin pure black. But yes, and that's the issue that I didn't foresee. That's the issue, Hayden,
that I didn't foresee with the costume.
It was a different iPod. Time. It was the iPod time.
It was the iPod. Exactly. But I literally got to the party and just like had a white iPod like in my ears with the stuff and just was like everything else. I was just like a shadow. I was like a silhouette. Yeah. But then people were like, what are you? And I was like, I'm an iPod commercial. And they're like, we just thought you were being rude and listening to music.
Oh. We thought you were racist and
racist and rude.
Yeah.
That's amazing. There's nothing worse, I think, than going to a party in a costume and somebody asking what you're dressed in. You might as well go home at that point.
One time went to a costume party and I was the only one dressed up. That was pretty good.
That's awesome. Oh, my God. So quintessential.
You know, it's a very similar story, actually. I had my fur. So the theme was War Across the Ages. It was a 14-year-old's party. Hold on. Okay? Don't joke.
I'm so sorry.
A 14-year-old's party.
Okay. And also, at the door there was, I imagine, wedgie lotion that you could rub on yourself.
Well, also it was a LAN party.
Why were you dressing up for a LAN party?
Because they said to. That was what was on the invite.
You're at your computer, you like kind of casually look around yours and you're like, yeah, it's cool that you're dressed as Vietnam, dude. And they're like, yeah, click. Is that what you were hoping for?
I don't know. I wasn't hoping for anything, okay? I didn't really want to dress up. I don't like dressing up usually. Maybe it's because of this. But
it's annoying. It's annoying to dress up.
I hate it.
If you don't already have like a costume in your house, it sucks to have to dress up.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But I went as a Viking because I thought that'd be cool.
Mm.
And so basically I just had a fur tunic that I also made, a separate tube of fur.
How much fur did you have at home?
How many fur tubes are currently in your house?
Well, at the moment none, but previously two.
If even the shimmer of an occasion comes up, I'll get the fur tubes.
Anyway, so I pull up to the party and I'm late, obviously.
Yeah.
But not in a cool way, just in a, it started at 1 and it's 2:30 and I just couldn't get my shit together. And I rock up and the host is in like a real weak army fatigues costume where it's like he's wearing like cargo pants and like a camo shirt and I'm in my full fur thing. I've got the full hat and then just no one else dressed up at all.
Fuck.
Did
you de-costume as much as possible so that you could blend in? Like,
well, I vaguely remember as well. I pulled up and then they all came outside to meet me. I do vaguely remember that because I bet they knew. Like, Hayden's such a dick. He'll dress up
like a Viking.
And then that's what happened.
One of his famous tubes.
And so, but luckily, I would have had my underneath. I'm guessing I would have had my black skinny jeans and Green Day shirt on underneath. I would have gotten rid of my tunic and we would have been golden.
I reckon mine is from childhood. I would have been like a wee boy. Like, I mean young, like maybe 6. And when I was young, I was obsessed with the movie Grease.
Really?
That's a really interesting movie to be obsessed with as a child.
I watched it so much. Yeah.
Why do you think they flew up in the air?
I had no idea. What did I think was happening in any of that movie? I didn't know. You know the scene where, I forget, it's one of the pink ladies thinks she's pregnant and there's like a lot of hubbub about that? I watched that scene countless times. I was just like, why are they whispering? What the fuck's going on? But I loved that movie so much that I had a Grease-themed birthday party when I was young. But I would have been like,
but you spelt it wrong. You spelt it wrong on the invitations and everyone came dressed as a Dalmati.
Well, I just think it was... think it must have been fucking weird for the parents who were like, all right, time to dress up my six-year-old like a greaser to send him to a party where I was like, yeah, let's watch Grease. And all of these six-year-olds were like, what? I actually like cartoons and running around. And I was like, but Danny DeVito, not Danny DeVito.
But Kaneki, come on.
I remember I did, for though, to be fair, like for my 14th, I think it was like my 13th or 14th birthday. I think I was probably 13.
Mm.
I got everybody around to eat popcorn and watch The Sixth Sense.
That's great.
And was kids like, you guys are not going to believe there's a twist in this movie. You are going to flip shit.
I think that kind of shit's... I remember doing a similar thing. I didn't organize it. My friend did. To watch all of the Blade movies that had come out. We had like a Blade night. But I was a real coward as a child. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to sit under the blanket and not watch these. I would have been like 12, I think. I was like, yeah, no, I'm too scared of Blade. But I was, I think I was really upfront about it. I wasn't trying to hide it. I'm like, yeah, I'm scared. So I'll sit under the blanket and you guys can have a great time. And I'll just be here.
That is so chill. That is so fucking cool.
I can picture you way too clearly, just very confident. Like, no, I'm too scared, guys. I'm frightened. I'm going to hide.
Yeah, I have an announcement. I am frightened and I will not be partaking.
Blade is scary. There are vampires in it. I'll sit in the kitchen and you can watch the movie.
I'll talk to your mum and dad. I have more in common with them anyway.
Hello?
They both love Grease.
Coward here. Big coward. I'm afraid of the bitey suckies. Yeah. I will be under the warm.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, here's the thing. This is a theory I've had, okay, for a while. Yeah. Okay, let me expound it to you. Don't know if that's
boobs. Are they one more ass? Go.
Whoa.
No anus in the middle. Okay.
Yeah, true. Got you straight away.
Would that there was. Would that there was.
There was.
That your intestine somehow did a loop back up.
Mm.
You give your shit a taste of freedom. And then it's back in.
Oh, are you coming out the top or the bottom? Which one? What are you?
Wait, it goes back in after it comes out the boob.
No,
butt?
It comes right near the hole.
Yeah, if you're lying on your back, it'll come out and then just slot straight back in.
Your shit thinks it's headed for the freedom, and then you're like, not quite, and you suck it back up and out the titty anus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Hey. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there.
Learn anatomy, dude. No. So I think, for a certain type of nerd, putting on your first pair of jeans is a transformative experience.
Yeah.
I have distinct memories of two of very nerdy friends I had in high school. And the moment they wore jeans was such an occasion that they're burned into my brain. One was a house party and the friend arrived and he was like, Jackson, I got something to show you. And I must admit, I was always a jeans wearer. They were often my mum's jeans because I didn't know where my jeans were. So I would just grab my mum's jeans because I didn't care.
What?
Yeah, I would just wear my mum's jeans. Like,
from what age to what age were you wearing your mum's jeans on a regular basis?
I reckon from probably 12 to 14 is when I wear my mum's jeans.
Did anyone ever find out?
Yeah, everyone knew. Everyone knew and made absolute fun of me.
But everyone knew because your mum showed up pantsless and was like, Jackson,
Demi, where's my jeans?
Demi, yes. Me and Jackson, we were in high school, at the same high school.
Yeah.
So I know the answer to this.
Mm. Okay.
But how many times do you think Jackson got the shit beat out of him by the older boys?
By like bullies?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See.
Look at me.
See, this is tough because I want to say...
No, you look normal now. Yeah, but you were wearing your mum's jeans, dude.
See, that is true. And I don't have, like, all I have context for is this little freak that I love.
Yeah.
That I think is wonderful.
He also used to wear a kilt.
Yeah. Did you wear a kilt? Yeah, I wore a kilt to high school. Yeah, like for like 2 years. And I also dressed like Jack Sparrow for a year. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a...
Now that I understand.
Yeah. The only reason I dressed like Jack Sparrow in high school is that I had a friend who dressed like Indiana Jones. And we were best friends.
Hand in hand.
Well, I was like, I need a guy. So I guess I'll dress like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, wait, who made...
You need a guy.
Yeah, I need a guy.
Just before we get too far away from it, Demi, the answer it was zero times. Can you believe that?
Beat the shit out.
Zero times.
Because no, I wanted happened. To say zero times, but then I was like, oh, but it can't be in your mum's zero. Jeans.
It can't be zero times. It was zero times.
Zero.
People would sometimes be like, you're wearing your mum's jeans. And I would be like, yeah, I didn't know where mine were or whatever. And then I guess they would just be like, what?
I think, you somehow like beat the system because you truly did not care. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm wearing my mum's jeans. They go, ha ha. And you go, what? Oh.
Yeah, that's the way to, okay. I mean, it's the only way to combat it. But here's the thing, because I think, yeah, a nerd, because I was, I dabbled in everything except for cool at school, right?
Yeah.
So it was like big nerd, big loser, like emo, and, you know, all the.
Skater?
Skater for a bit, but I was fucking terrible at it.
Yeah,
so I would just wear the Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Nice.
And so, like, I remember getting my first pair of jeans when it was like, and it was the cool thing, getting my first pair of skinny jeans.
Ooh.
But if you're a child with an adult-sized ass and you buy a pair of skinny jeans and you don't know what shirt to wear on the top, so you get a shirt that you can pull down over your massive hips and ass, what you look like is a Beverly. You look like a Bev. You don't look like an Alyssa or like a guy. You're a Beverly. So old Bev came to school.
Old Bev.
Ass honking all the way to the cafeteria. Got the shit beat out of me.
That's incredible.
Wow. Your jeans are tighter in some places than they should be.
Get them.
The sizes up of jeans, because I didn't know what a tailor was, which means that it was they were meant to be skinny jeans, but around the calf they were all bunched up because my legs weren't long enough for my huge ass.
That is good that, like, you are a skater, a loser, an emo, and also a tuck shop lady. That's very nice. That's a rare grouping.
Yeah.
Well, it was great as well, because for a while in my childhood I did live a lot of the time, like half the time, with my grandma.
Yeah.
And she was wonderful. But you know when, like, I didn't particularly know how to dress myself for a long time, and grandma would just like buy shirts that were like on sale and stuff that she thought were quite fashionable. So I would just have like a shirt that had like tassels tying the sleeves together.
No.
Like young girls shirts that are cut awfully. It's not flattering, that just says in cursive the word Brazil across the boobs. I was like, I've never been. Nah, stop it.
Did your grandma shop at Ishka? What? The tassels and the...
grandma would walk through the front door kind of like, you know, sneakily and turning the other day. And I'd be like, what have you got? Oi. Open up her drawer and she's got another Brazil shirt hanging out of her chops.
Oh, that rules.
The shirt that says, you can never have too much chocolate.
It's so funny to think the two friends of mine that had the jeans experience, that I remember them, they were both like very typical, like a kind, like an archetypical nerd. One was the kind of guy that is perennially in shorts, no matter the weather.
Oh,
perennially in shorts, nice. And a t-shirt.
That's a classic.
Skinny
move.
Legs. You're you are obviously freezing, but they don't care. Yes. He was also British, I think.
Oh, of course.
The other one dressed like clearly he dreamed of being in the army. But it was never going to happen. So, cargo pants, like a fatigue, like a camo jacket.
Oh, and that is such a type of guy to know, especially, like, in school.
And they would 100% hang out with the shorts guy. That's a perfect pairing.
And there was me in the middle of my mum's jeans, hair down to my tits, not knowing what was going on. Yeah.
And it's also, I think it's actually either way between shorts guy and army looking guy. Who had the eyes? And I think the first thing that you're thinking about when I say the eyes, I think you know what I mean.
Like murderer eyes?
It could be either one of them, I reckon.
Just like real psychopath, nothing behind there.
I think from memory.
Very quiet until one day they've got a compass in their hand at the wrong moment.
Yeah.
I think, and this is uncharitable to two people that I once knew, but army guy... definitely had the sort of predator eyes. But I think, interestingly, shorts guy had prey eyes. He was very flighty. He was always ready to run, you know? They often are.
They had the relationship that sharks have with that little fish that sucks to their tummies.
And I remember when army guy first got his pair of jeans. It was a house party. He's like, I got to show you, Jackson. He's like, jeans. I'm like, I don't know why this is important.
That's really sweet. I don't know. He was excited.
Yeah,
that's nice.
For sure. He wanted to show him off. And he spent the rest of the night somersaulting around, like, for an army roll.
Yeah. When he did showed he call you his them jeans?
Army rolls?
Yeah, I think he did.
When he showed you his jeans, were you like, that's great. Which section of Miller's did your mum get them from?
Oh, are they from Suzanne's? They're lovely.
And I remember the other one, the flighty prey friend. He didn't get his jeans till he was out of high school. He didn't wear jeans until he was...
That's late. That's a late jean.
Night. And I don't think it would have been... Because obviously, hey, high school finishes, you stop hanging out, you know what I mean? And I remember seeing him again and being like, wow, he's got jeans on. Like, damn, he's really making his way in the world, wearing jeans.
He's growing up, my little boy.
Army friend, another hilarious thing I just remembered about him. Obviously, when you're in high school, you don't know, like, dancing, you don't know what you're doing. Like, I remember being terrified of the dance floor at house parties, because I'd be like, what do you do? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Some part of my brain is like, you need to do, like, you know, in a movie, when somebody just busts out moves and everybody makes a circle around them? Like, in my head, I'm like... That's what's expected of
you. Have to do that. Everyone gets a turn in the circle.
And I'm not going to be able to pull that off. So I got to avoid the dance floor. But he would. But instead of dancing, he would mime reloading guns.
Did he?
He'd be like, he would mime reloading guns in the middle of the dance floor.
Actually, that's not a bad little move if all you know is reloading guns. It looks enough like dancing, I think, that people who don't know what reloading guns looks like, I think, would think he's dancing.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So you start like miming yourself, like slipping on the shells on the floor, and then like you take out your Bowie knife that nobody knew that you had.
Miming cradling a dead friend in the trenches. This is a great beat. Crying,
You're gonna make it back to Susie.
Miming telling his wife that he's passed away in the back. Yeah, what a dance! Incredible.
Digging a trench in the middle of the dance floor to be like, all right, we need some realism in here.
Does that thing where they take off all their clothes and hold their gun and clothes above their head to wave to the river?
I think he did pull that one off actually a couple of times from memory.
Took his fresh jeans off.
There was a time where I would go as a ghost as every costume that I had.
That's clever.
Because
though.
I thought it was a lot of fun just to be a ghost. But then one of the times when it was like, you know, on sports day, they'd be like dress in yellow. Some people would, you know, wear like if they were in green, they'd like one guy like hired a Hulk costume and came as the Hulk. And we're like, that's a lot of fun. People would like have costumes if they were like, I'm not getting any ribbons.
I'm just here for a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember I was just like, I guess I can't come as a ghost. I have a yellow sheet, so I cut the eyes.
So you were a yellow ghost.
I was a yellow ghost. But then when I was like, just in case I get uncomfortable, I'm going to have a backup underneath the ghost costume. So I went and found yellow crime scene tape at the dollar shop and wrapped my entire body with it all over my hair. So it was just like I was a ghost, and then I was like, and now I'm death.
Like a mummy, but like a modern
mummy.
You're the
corpse at the crime scene. That's right.
Yeah. I was a ghost, and then I was what the ghost was before, I guess.
That could be a fun little twist on a modern mummy. It's just the guy who dies, comes back to life, and just gets himself all tangled up in the crime scene tape. and then goes to, I don't know, what do mummies want? What do they want?
I don't know. Who knows what mummies
want? What do mummies want?
What do they need?
That's zombies.
No. Mummies want to get back in the sarcophagus.
It's a curse. They've been disturbed.
But they get really mad and they want to hurt people. Like mummies, so zombies want brains, right? Ghosts want to finish their unfinished business.
Yeah.
Skeletons...
They want to go back in a body.
They want to go back in the body.
They will dive down your mouth the first chance.
I think it's really worrying that both of you were like, skeletons want to get back in your body. And I was like, they're here for a good time. Because now I imagine arriving in a cemetery and you two scarpering. I'm like, why? These guys are partying. Okay, I got two skeletons
now. Jaws clenched tight. Don't open your mouth. Them in.
The skeleton's like, so he goes straight to the IGA, finds as much mincemeat as he possibly can and starts packing it into joints.
Mincemeat!
Would that work?
I think so.
Would you become a human man if you did that?
Yeah. Well, you can't prove that you wouldn't.
Yeah, you need to get pork back to make skin. Like, you know, you get like a backstrap or whatever, but he could do it. And then I think for structural integrity, you got to roast him on the outside with a blowtorch. So he's a bit cooked.
Yes.
And then,
so he's
yeah,
a bib. He's so he's a bib.
That's it. That's a human
cool.
man. My mum, while we're talking about pork belly, okay. She
good
bought.
Grief.
She bought. Oh, that sounded so rude.
Jesus Christ.
No, I love my mum. But she bought some organic pork belly.
Yeah.
And because it was like from a farm. And organic, it still had nipples and hair on the nipples. And so she was
oh,
my God, it's got nipples. But, like, of course it does.
Yeah.
Why does the other ones not have nipples?
Yeah.
Where
no,
does the
that's
nipples
a good
go?
Point. Do they, like, sand the nipples? I suppose you wouldn't sand it. But
well,
they...
maybe you would. You, I don't know. Sanding
well,
makes
I don't
sense.
Want to chop off the nipples because then I got a whole bunch of... Well, do you want a big tub of nipples or a big tub of nipple dust? I guess
well, that's, yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, do you cut it out and just roast the nipples separate? And just
that's the thing. It seems like a waste to not do anything with the nipples.
Yeah.
Maybe if you dried the nipple, it would make like a crunchy snack. Like it's
crackling.
Like, yeah, it's like yeah, it's just skin, right? A nipple, right?
Yeah, or maybe if you like tan.
No, I don't think it's just skin. I think there's some stuff going on.
Yeah,
I think it's chewy. It's chewier.
Hmm.
Perhaps maybe if you like tanned them, you could have some very unique bed knobs. Or...
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
a
so
cool
good...
pencil topper.
Yeah. Do pig nipples erase text? That's the question.
I mean,
hold on,
I'll
check.
I reckon they would if they're raw, uncooked. They would.
Yeah.
Erase text? Do they?
Here we go. Fact check on the nipple front.
What is nipple bacon and why are people freaking out?
I think
that's on myrecipes.com.
It's pretty easy to answer that question.
Management of nipple drinkers for pigs. What's happening?
All right. I'm sure it's fine if you got a baby and it needs to drink pig milk or whatever, I'm sure it'll come out fine. It'll turn out okay, right?
Now, this is one that I don't really like, right? This is so this is the another result that's come up. It says Trojan hog nipples. Now, Trojan, as I understand it, are a sexual safety company.
Yeah, they sell frangers.
For the enslavement of the penile organ.
The enslavement.
Why was enslavement the worst part of that? It really was. It was awful.
I love enslavement.
Well, see, that's better than what I was thinking, because Trojan to me makes me think that there's something hidden in
yeah,
there's
something
hidden
and
in
they're
the
going to burst out and attack you from the inside.
Do you think it's something hidden in hog nipples, or do you think it's a bunch of hog nipples hidden inside a horse?
Inside the big wooden horse that you eat.
Or a bunch of hog nipples hidden inside a condom to really bring it all together.
They're enslaved. Yeah. The hog nipples are enslaved.
Enslaved in a condom. If you were a skeleton, I don't want to move away from the evocative
image
of Mitz.
Some of
man.
Me is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you were only a skeleton then,
oh, boy.
Christ, what would you make up your body or would you stay a skeleton? Like, would you mince yourself? Would you get plasticine? Plastic explosives live dangerously.
So if I was just a skeleton and a brain, what would I make my flesh and skin?
You don't have to be a brain as well. You could just be a skeleton.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, actually. Just a skeleton. Just a big pile of bones.
Yeah. Just a big pile of bones.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you're an animate skeleton then. You're moving around. You're doing stuff. You're getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Do you think the idea with that is that the skeleton is haunted and like has a ghost keeping its like skeleton shape together, like kind of a like a a possession ghost
in
the skeleton bones?
I feel like that's the implication, but I sort of am almost a bit disappointed by that. If I could pull my whole skeleton out. Then I could chat to it like a separate guy. That would be ideal.
Yeah.
Like I'm just a horrible pile of skin and flesh.
That'd be good. And then also then your ghost comes out too, and you got your ghost, your skeleton, and your big pile of flesh.
Yeah. I am the skin. That's
I am the skin.
I am the skin.
I wouldn't get any meat.
Yeah.
I would walk past the mince shop and straight to the xylophone shop, baby.
Oh, yeah, get yourself a couple of... Well, you've already got the xylophone built in. You just need the little sticks.
Yeah. The frickin', the skeleton's the original one-man band.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah,
the sound of
drum.
Yeah, donking yourself on the head would be incredible.
That's basically it. That's pretty much where the percussion ends.
I think I'd like to get a koala and put it on my inside around my spine.
Oh,
like
yeah, it just hangs out.
Tree. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That'd be cool.
Okay, so is that if you were a skeleton?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what my options are.
Because I moved on from skeletons, and I was like, what are we going to say next? And you said, I'd like to get a koala and put it on my inside.
I think that's true as well. You know,
well, yeah, I think it'd be nice to fill the rib cage with maybe some little birds.
Yeah, it's a lot of empty good. Space. That oh yeah, it could be a human bird cage. Human
well, I like. Oh, wait, are we a skeleton? Hang on.
Well, we have a skeleton. I guess we are a skeleton.
That's not a clear answer.
Are we skeletons?
Are we skeletons or are we dancing?
Well, I'm
or
imagining, just brains. Is it the situation where the only time anybody's ever going to find out that we have a koala or birds in us is when we're yeah. getting surgery performed on us and the doctor slits down our middle and birds fly out like a magician's trick and everybody claps in the operating theaters.
And then the koala does what koalas do, which just, I guess
gets,
is just
gets chlamydia
it.
And dies.
Yeah. What a sexual disease.
Oh my God, there's a perverted koala inside this man.
Don't
wow.
nick it.
I wish they were more worried than how bored they sound.
What's Gumby made of? I'd be that. I'd be Gumby.
He's plasticine.
I'd be
yeah,
plasticine.
But is he plasticine in-universe?
Yeah, what's he in-universe?
Or is he Gumby meat? And what do you think that would taste like?
I think Gumby
chewy.
Meat...
like yeah, like pig nipples.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
It'd be a lot like pig nipples. Yeah.
No question.
In fact, maybe that is, you know, we don't know. We can't go back in time to 1975 or whatever and taste Gumby. But obviously, if we all had a time machine, that's the first thing.
That's the first thing you'd do.
It is the first thing I would do. It'd be the first thing on my list. It's one, taste Gumby. Two, kill Hitler. Three, go back and have a second of Gumby.
Fight yourself over the flavor of Gumby as you go back to the same point in time you previously visited.
Jerk some Gumby so you can come back in the present and go eat some jerked Gumby. Whoa. That's preserved. Leave yourself a little note that says invest in Apple. Like, oh, I left it too late. Oh, it doesn't work like that.
I gotta get this jerked Gumby. Yeah.
Well, at least I've got my jerked Gumby.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
I can sell for billions. Me and Jackson, before we started recording, were talking about what a good, speaking of becoming a billionaire, a good investment opportunity would be to invest in novelty sodas. So there's a company, I don't want to say what they are, but you can get a franchise of them, and they currently sell peanut butter soda, ranch soda, pickle
buffalo
soda.
Wing soda.
Pickle soda I think I could get into.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I think they all sound okay.
Did I already say ketchup soda? Ketchup soda. That might be it. There's not many options. But do you think that if me and Jackson got a franchise of this novelty soda company, do you think we could be successful?
Yeah.
Demi. And also, do you want in?
Be honest.
First of all, yes, I do want in.
Okay, yeah, thank goodness.
But I hate all this money that I have. I think you just got to shoot your shot.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, so, that's the only way you find out, right? There's a lot of stupid shit that's made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying as well in this previous conversation that we don't even need the franchise. Because how hard could it be to make
fresh?
How hard could it be to make flavored sodas? You just get
a
bucket.
I've got
a
soda stream.
Yeah, do you get mustard? Yeah, there you go. We're three quarters of the way there. Get some mustard. Get some water. That's free.
Yes, that is the.
Well, it's very cheap. It's not free. It's very cheap.
Yeah,
not quite free, but it should be. Yeah.
Well, what else is free then? Dirt. Okay.
Sometimes.
Depends.
What else is
it?
Free? We can have air.
Yeah.
Sometimes you even have to buy air.
But the bubbles they put in, that's almost the expensive part. Because
you
got to buy a big
tube
of bubbles.
The bubbles
you put
in is the expensive part. Depends on how much bubble as well, too.
Yeah.
Because you can a little bit carbonate.
I think an uncomfortable amount of bubbles.
Well, how about this?
Just, it's like almost spicy. What the fuck?
Yeah, so, I think a spicy amount of bubbles.
Yeah. So bugs are free, right? Nobody's charging you to take a bug.
Okay. Yep. I'm not sure, because if you take enough bugs, I think people might get cross.
How many bugs is too many bugs?
Well, it depends where you're taking
now
them from. If we breed our own.
No, now we're fucking getting into
it.
Yes! All right. How many bugs is too many bugs? Well, how many do you think you personally would get in trouble for having?
I think if I took enough, I think no one would notice. I think I could take all the bugs out of a park and be fine. No one's paying attention to the bugs.
Bugs? Are you getting worms too?
Park feel particularly bugless today? I don't know.
I can't
actually
put my finger on it.
And then your kid Douglas is like, what did you say? No, not you, honey.
I went to a reserve, a little trail once, and it was so quiet there because there was no bug sounds and there was no bird sounds either. And it sounded like It, like, it felt like we were inside, like how quiet it
That's
was.
That's crazy.
It was, there was no wind. It was actually kind of freaky.
So somebody
That's
might have already really done weird. It there at that reserve.
Yeah, someone maybe has stolen all the bugs. Then there's no birds because the birds got nothing to eat. The bugs are gone.
Because here's what I'm thinking, okay? We get one, say, ladybug, deceased. You put it in some water.
Pre-deceased, yes.
Oh, okay, because you're about to...
It's either dead or it's going to die.
Yes.
Okay. So, then...
Well, I mean, that's true for everyone.
So. Yeah, well... it's going to die soon, okay? And then we put it in the soda stream, turn it on... Oh, no, we don't even put it in the soda stream, excuse me, because you're right, that's expensive. And then we call it uncarbonated, which implies that there is a carbonated version out there. But we don't sell the carbonated version.
Can we call it still? Still?
Still bug water.
Still
there you
bug
go.
Bug water.
Yeah.
Still bug
That's
water.
That's classier.
It's exactly. It's
or
a classier.
Or tap bug water.
Tapped bug water?
Tap bug water, because I'm just wondering, the still bug water might refer to the unmovation of the bug. And
oh, yeah.
So...
yeah, you so can get still like bug water or Wrigley still. Bug yeah. water.
Wrigley bug water is the other.
If the fly is still alive and just floating gently around on the top.
Now, are we just making tequila for nerds?
I was just thinking that it kind of has that tequila vibe with the of the whatever worm, isn't it? Do you know that's not a real thing? Like that's 100% a gimmick.
Oh, is that like they made it up for like tourists or something?
Yeah, well, I don't even know if it's even from Mexico. I think just whatever company came up with it were like, yeah, tequila's got worms in it. It's only good if it's got worms.
That's
it. And then they were like, in Mexico, that people were like, give me that worm juice. And they were like, fine, I guess.
I'll milk the worm. Okay.
Like, I can give you a worm. You know that you can get a worm.
Yeah, but you have to do it so it's authentic.
There's worms everywhere. Fuck. But ours will be real. It'll be like if you eat the worm in our water, it's been infused with all of the water. It is and wet.
I think also somewhere on the bottle, it should be like in brackets, it should be like, by the way, the ladybug is meant to be there.
The ladybug was already deceased as well. We didn't kill it, okay? Yeah.
If there were any other bugs in there, let us know, because that's like, you know...
If there's any bugs that aren't listed, that's a wrong bug, and I don't want to get fucking sued.
Yeah.
End
please,
brackets.
Please call the helpline.
Yeah.
That's 000.
Call 911. We'll hear about it. Okay.
Call the police immediately if you find any bugs that aren't a ladybug.
Yeah. Actually, don't just scream really loud. We'll hear you, and we'll sort it out, okay?
You know what? Just bring your gun to my house.
I'm ready and waiting, okay?
I'm ready.
So I'll have a gun too, all right?
And I'll paint the target right on my belly.
Kill me. If you find a bug in your drink, just end my life, okay?
Just kill me, okay?
I sleep shirtless, spread eagle, so it is all easy for you.
You know what? I'm gonna jump off a cliff right now. I'm doing it before, I'm preempting it, okay?
But if you want to go to the bottom of the cliff in the crevice, bring your gun.
Yeah, I still have the target on me, so you can get one in.
You're going to have to be quick, because I'm going to be getting real close real fast.
Oh, I just imagined they'd shoot them when they're already at the bottom. But you...
I guess that would be easier. But I was thinking, I would be so frightened if I was falling that I would wish the shot upon me.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
like, I reckon I wouldn't be frightened. I reckon I'd just do a bunch of flips and just chill out while I fall.
Just chill out for a bit. Be like, what else am I going to do? Well, worry about it?
I was thinking about this the other day, because if you fell out of a plane, I looked it up, you fall for like 5 minutes before you hit the ground. That's enough time to really understand what is going on to the point where you'd get bored. You have time to call people and say goodbye.
But they'd be like, hey, it's a bit windy.
Yeah, I can't hear a word. You could try and call 000 and be like, can you arrange some kind of mat? You got a couple
How
minutes.
Quick
it's
gotta
be
I don't
quick.
Know where I am. I'm in a big field. There's a big field. Just some kind of trampoline, maybe.
Do we think that
know.
If you're falling 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And then you saw someone on the ground with a gun, you would get additional fear?
I almost feel like safer somehow. I'd be like, okay, this guy knows what's going on.
This guy's going to protect me until I hit the ground.
Yeah, he's my security guard. He's going to protect me with his gun from the ground.
This guy knows what's going on is such a crazy thing. Oh, thank God somebody's got it contained.
Someone's here.
I don't need to worry anymore. That guy has a gun.
He might be there to kill the ground so that you don't get so smooshed.
Don't worry, I got it!
There was a guy, and this brings it right around very nicely, who fell out of a... Well, he was parachuting. It was a charity thing. And he was wearing a full gorilla costume.
Whoa.
And he lived because of the gorilla costume.
Whoa! Oh,
he survived terminal velocity because of his big gorilla head.
That rolls.
That is amazing.
Fuck the parachute. Gorilla costume. So,
whilst just you're gorilla falling, costume. You don't need the parachute.
Yeah, it's fake news. It's a joke. It's a joke to us.
It's a fucking farce. Yeah. It's a fucking farce.
So while you're falling, if you do find yourself falling and you got 5 minutes, just call a party rental company will be fine.
Get them to fire it.
Tell them, can you pack that gorilla costume into a very specific t-shirt gun? I'm going to need it really quick.
Have you got a mask gun as well? And
if we could get
gun?
If we could get a pants gun too, that would...
And then, see, I'm not sure which bit is the crux of it, so I'm going to need glove gun and foot gun.
Shoe and sock gun just to be extra careful.
Yeah.
Don't take any risks. I'm happy to pay for it.
And they're like, well,
front.
You're going to have to rent our special socks as well, otherwise you're going to sweat into the gorilla costume. Yes, that's fine.
No, that's
fine.
That's okay.
How much?
$50 extra. I mean, I guess.
I mean, I may as well.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, I'll just die.
This is, you know, I might talk to the ombudsman about this, frankly, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then you die.
On the phone to the ombudsman.
Yeah. And then the costume shop just hears, ow.
You didn't need it after all. That's great. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachmore.
I've been Demi Lardner.
Demi, where can we find you? Where do we gotta go?
I am at BigSoftTitty.png is my podcast, personally.
Fantastic podcast. One of my favorites. Really good.
It's really very, very stupid, but people like it, which is nice. And I'm on twitch.tv/DemiLardner. I got a Twitter and all that. And then I can't think of anything else good I've done. So I don't know. Just look out.
Yeah, there you go. That's enough. Bye-bye.
Bye.